live from Liverpool, we need to talk about ghosts.
Halloween Mega Quiz.
Hello, and as promised, it is time for your Halloween Mega Quiz. I don't know, I'm going to start to call it Mega Quiz. I'm, of course, with the wonderful Rebecca. Say hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween. It is indeed Samhain, if you're a pagan, and it's Halloween for everyone else. And most of you are not pagan, I would imagine. So therefore, I do hope that the spirits of the dead come and scare the living shit out of you today.
All Hallows Eve.
And in the spirit of All Hallows Eve, we're going to give you right now a quiz. Five rounds of five questions, except one where there's a bonus question. And what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, you can have a pen and a paper if you wish. Go on, go and get them. Me and Becca will talk amongst ourselves. That's a nice top.
I think you should crack on because people can pause it if they want to.
Oh, God, yeah, it's not live, is it? Anyway, so five rounds of five questions in each round, three general knowledge rounds, two rounds on film supplied to us, thankfully, by Matt and Freya.
Oh, you've just reminded me. Last time we did quizzes, I had a drink, didn't I?
You did have a drink?
Oh. Might have to pause it while I come get myself one.
Yeah, I'll just talk amongst myself. Yeah, Matt and Freya thankfully provided the two film rounds from, of course, Full Movie Podcast.
Very kind of you. Thanks, Matt and Freya.
Yeah, I believe Freya done all the work and Matt done none.
I can believe that.
I'm joking. He just he said make sure that like you say Freya too because she did do a lot of the work. So, I take that to mean she done all the work. Matt sat on his arse and played FIFA.
No, Matt's a good egg.
Yeah, he is. Okay, then. So, we take it that you have your pens, your papers, your other writing implements and accoutrements. So, how we're going to do it? We're going to do a round of questions and then give the answers for that round. So, it's not going to be 25 questions, then 25 answers.
Yep, so we won't have a long, arduous answer bit at the end. We'll just do it as we go.
And that then means that you don't really need to have a pen and paper. You can just walk around with your headphones in and answer the questions in your head.
I think people can figure out how they want to do it themselves.
You play this how you want to play it, okay? But anyway, let's start the big Halloween quiz. I'm going to have a pull on a vape. You may have actually heard that during last night's classic ghost stories part when Becca was speaking, because I just toked away. Anyway, quick sip of coffee and we're off.
Oh my God, why are you not just prepared?
I'll just do 10 press-ups and then we're good. Right, so round one,
Married
question one.
Married at First
one.
Sight reference there?
Hmm?
Married at First Sight reference there?
Which? Do 10 press-ups, yes. The Trashley, Team Trashley. Anyway, round one, question one. Now, there's going to be a bonus question at the end of this first round, okay? So round one, question one. Who has allegedly been seen as a ghost in the lobby of the Dakota building in New York? Okay. Who's been seen as a ghost in the lobby of the Dakota in New York? That was question one. Now, you can pause this at any time, you know, so I can crack on.
I know.
Don't look at me like that.
You're doing too much chatter on Whistler. People want the questions.
Very good point.
Get on with it.
Question two. What is 112 Ocean Avenue better known as? Good question there. Good question.
If you do say so yourself.
Yeah. So you can pause in between. So I'll crack on with the question.
Stop it.
I know they can pause in between.
This isn't their first podcast.
I know. It's not my first rodeo either, you know.
Well, really, because it sounded like it is, because you're acting a bit of an idiot repeating yourself.
How dare you. Question three. People often claim to see the afterlife during an NDE. But what does NDE stand for? Interesting. Question four. Captain Howdy is contacted via Ouija board in what film? What's the film where Captain Howdy's contacted? Question five. What is the term for the spirit which starts as a thought form and originated in Tibet? That's what started as a thought form and originated in Tibet. It's a Buddhist idea.
Could you stop enunciating the last letter like that?
No. Oh, there's no letter at the end of no. Anyway, let's give you some answers.
No, your bonus question.
Oh, sorry, yeah. And the bonus question.
Honestly.
If you've got the answers.
So professional.
I know. If you've got the answers right, okay, the first letter of each answer should give you a name. And the bonus question is not what that name is, but what famous haunting is that name attached to? Okay? You can pause this at any time.
They
I know.
Well, right. If you know them, why are you still saying it?
Because just to remind them, in case they're like, why? Because people might be going, slow down.
They're not, because you've already said it twice. This is the third time. And they all listen to podcasts.
Okay.
By default. If they listen to this, they're a podcast listener. They know how it works. Stop it.
Okay, I'll stop it.
And you can listen to this through headphones or they know.
Smart speaker. Anyway. So the answer to question one, which ghost has been seen in the Dakota lobby, is of course John Lennon. Did you know that?
I didn't know it, but that would have been my guess. I'd have guessed it right.
The answer, I'm going to hide the answers. Let's see if you know the answers, okay?
Okay.
Question two, 112 Ocean Avenue is better known as what? The answer is? It's Amityville.
Okay. That would have been my guess if I could think of the word. That's what I was searching
for. Sure, yeah. Sure, George, as they say. Question three. People often claim to see the afterlife during an NDE, but what does NDE stand for?
This one I believe I know, near-death experience.
Correct, near-death experience. Question four, Captain Howdy is contacted via Ouija board in what film?
Don't know this.
The Exorcist.
Okay.
Question five, what is the term for the spirit originating as a thought form which started in Tibet?
I believe it's a tulpa.
It is a tulpa. And the bonus question. Mm-hmm. If you got all those answers right, you will notice that spells the word Janet. And we want to know, what famous haunting is Janet associated with? And the answer is, of course...
I know that. Enfield.
Correct. The Enfield haunting. Or the Enfield poltergeist. Or Enfield. If you've got any of those things, then give yourself a pat on the back. Now I'm going to transfer over to Becca, who's going to lean closer to the microphone. Mm-hmm. And she's going to do the first of two film rounds.
Woohoo! First film round.
I'm just going to pass her the book.
Thank you. So, film round, question one. Who plays the title character in Psycho? That's who plays the title character in Psycho.
Good question.
Question number two. Including the remake, how many Omen films are there to date?
Including the remake.
Question three. What 1998 horror features a young Jared Leto? That's what 1998 horror features a young Jared Leto?
I don't like him.
Do you not?
No, I don't think I'm going to do very well in this film round.
Okay. Question four. Stephen King has written many scary stories that have been turned into films, but he's only directed one film. What is it called? That's a good question.
It's a very good question.
So Stephen King has written many scary stories that have been turned into films, but he's only directed one film. What is it called? And finally, question number five. Say this five times and he'll gut you whilst covered in bees, but what's his name? Bonus point.
Eddie Izzard.
If you can name...
Covered in bees.
Do you mind?
Sorry.
Bonus point if you can name who plays him. So, say this five times and he'll gut you whilst covered in bees, but what is his name?
Eddie Izzard.
And for a bonus point, can you name who played him?
I'm covered in bees.
And that was our first film round.
Excellent. Then I think, Becca, we'll go back to you for some answers.
Let's have some answers. So, let's...
I'm going to be awful. Then. I'm going to be awful.
Who plays the title character in Psycho?
Oh, what's his name? William Pewter? No?
No.
I don't know.
Anthony Perkins.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Including the remake, how many Omen films are there to date?
Question
two.
Six.
Close, five.
Ah.
Question three. What 1998 horror features a young Jared Leto?
If it's 1998, it's going to be one of the stupid ones, isn't it? Like I Know What You Did Last Summer or something.
Well, it's not that.
Well, okay, what is it?
Urban Legend.
Oh, same horse.
Well, not really, because it's the wrong film and the wrong answer.
Fair enough, yeah.
I watched Urban Legend as a child and was petrified.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That surprises me of you.
I know.
Given your Casper history.
I know maybe one of the reasons I don't like scary films is my friends used to watch inappropriately scary films when we were far too young for it, you know what I mean? So when we were like 10, we were watching 18 slasher films.
Yeah, everyone does that.
I know everyone does that. But yeah, that was like one of them. That was, okay. Yeah. One of the ones that I've seen. I think anything after 2000 I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Question number four. What is the only film that Stephen King has directed?
Right. I know this because we spoke about it with the Ghost Story guys when I'd done their Patreon show recently.
Okay, so if you listen to that.
Yeah, but I've now forgot it. It's called something like Maximum Overdrive.
That's exactly what it's called.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. And finally, question number 5. Say his name 5 times and he'll gut you whilst covered in bees. What's his name?
Isn't it 3 times?
5 times.
Okay. Eddie Izzard. No, it's the Candyman, isn't it?
It's Candyman. And what's for the bonus point, can you name who plays him?
Yes, Eddie Izzard.
No.
I don't know.
Tony Todd.
Tony Todd.
Tony Todd.
Sweeney's brother. Yes. Well done. Thank you, Becca.
Welcome.
Thank you, Matt and Freya, for providing the questions. Okay, so that brings us to our second round of general knowledge. You may as well keep that, because that's the film questions. So, general knowledge. Well, it's not general knowledge. It's general paranormal knowledge. Round 2. Who purchased a haunted house, sight unseen, only to film an investigation in it and then destroy it? And I'll give you a clue. The film was called Demon House. So who purchased a house, haunted house, sight unseen, and only to film an investigation in it and then destroy the house? Question 2. In the Bible, Jesus carries out an exorcism, arguably one of the first exorcisms, driving demons from a man into some cattle. He speaks to one of the demons before it's cast out, who reveals its name. But what is that name?
Good question.
Question 3. What name is given to a spirit whose role is to transport the soul of a deceased person into the afterlife? Now, if you've done the quizzes, the live quizzes, you'll know that we all discovered this together. And you'll know it by heart. So what is the name of given to a spirit whose role is to transport the soul of a dead person to the afterlife? Now, if you're saying Grim Reaper, you're wrong. But the Grim Reaper is a type of this spirit.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper is one.
Is one of these spirits. Question 4. Which would-be future president had an encounter with the Bell Witch? Interestingly, his cart got stuck in mud and he had to appease the witch to free it. So which would-be future president had an encounter with the Bell Witch? Interesting question. And question 5. We say it often on the podcast, but what does COTEP stand for? It's an acronym. What does COTEP stand for? Good questions. Let's see what you know, Becca. Question 1. Who purchased a haunted house, sight unseen, only to film an investigation and then destroy it? The film was called Demon House.
I know the story, but I don't know the guy's name and I'm not going to know the guy's name. I know you've talked about it and I know... Was he a wrestler?
No. His name is Zach Bagans.
Right, yeah, it's Zach Bagans.
And he is hysterical because he constantly gets possessed, in inverted commas, and targets one guy all the time. And then, like, we'll go, dude, what happened? And that guy's like... You tried to punch me again, Zach, but it's like every episode and you just be like, get a new job. It's like, then all of a sudden, I didn't know what I was doing. And he's got the fella by the neck going, I'm going to knock you out. Bloody hell.
But it's always him and never always some him, 6 never some, fellow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The weirdest one of the bunch. Question 2. In the Bible, Jesus carries out an exorcism. He speaks to a demon before he casts it into some cattle, who then run off a cliff. But what name does the demon say he is?
Or, I don't know that. It's a good question. I feel like I've heard it, but I don't know.
It's actually a multitude of demons, and he says, we are legion.
Right.
For there are many. We are legion, for we are many, says the demon. And that's allegedly how, in exorcisms, you get power over a demon. You need to learn its name.
Okay.
That's why when you see exorcism films, they're having a big battle. Tell me your name, spirit. It's like, no, your mother cooks socks in hell.
Okay. I'm very Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes, it is very Rumpelstiltskin. Maybe, I wonder what begat what. Well, arguably Catholicism. Anyway, question 3. What name is given to a spirit that's role is to transport a deceased soul to the afterlife?
Pomp something? Pop?
Psychopomp.
Psychopomp. There you go.
Yeah,
I was on the right lines.
You was,
Yeah.
You was.
Yeah, you can remember that.
Question 4. Which would-be future president had an encounter with the Bell Witch?
I do not know that.
Andrew Jackson.
Okay.
And question 5, what does COTEP stand for? Any seasoned podcast listeners will know, of course, COTEP stands for?
I don't know. I don't listen.
Corner of the eye phenomenon.
Oh, I did know that.
You did know that. See, I don't know. Becca. Okay, and I think we're ready now for round two of our film round.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me unlock this plethora. Well, it's a phone. I was going to call it a plethora of the paranormal. Okay, so I'll hand it over to you.
Thank you. Right then. Round three.
Round
four.
Three.
Round four, sorry.
Round three. Round what? Round
one,
four?
Two, three. Round,
round four.
Four?
Round yeah,
four. Round four. Round four. Round four, film round. Right, question one. How many days did the Lutz family stay in the Amityville house?
Great
question.
All
know the story of the Amityville house. How many days did the Lutz family stay there?
And it makes you think, well, who'd know that? If you know the Amityville story, this is one of the pivotal numbers.
Okay. Question number two. What is the name of Casper's uncles?
Well, it's like that was written for you,
wasn't it? Oh, it's like that's written for me. Believe it or not, I didn't write that question. No, again, no. Matt and Freya did. Thanks, guys, for adding that one in, including it.
That was a gift, I think.
Yeah, I think it was. Thank you. Appreciate it. What is the name of Casper's uncles? Question three. William Shatner, Captain Kirk himself, was in a supernatural TV show in the late 50s. Name it. And then for a bonus point, what was that episode called? That's tough.
That is tough.
That's tough. So to repeat, question three. William Shatner was in a supernatural TV show in the late 50s. Name it. And for a bonus point, can you name what that episode was called?
Very good question.
Question four. Jamie Lee Curtis's first film role was in John Carpenter's Halloween. What was her character's full name? No, we're asking for the full name here.
Full name.
Full name.
Full name needed.
So that's question four. Jamie Lee Curtis's first film role was in Halloween. What was her character's full name? And finally, question five. What was the name of the family in the Poltergeist films?
Mm.
If you know the Poltergeist films, what was the name of that family?
Very good. Very good questions there. Very good.
End of round four.
End of round four. Then, Becca, I think we need to get some answers. And you need to speak up a touch just because I'm looking at the sound levels.
Need to get some answers.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So, question one, which you seem to say is pivotal.
It is pivotal to the story.
How many days did the Lutz family stay in the Amityville house?
28.
Well done, Kevin. That is correct. Question two, what are the names of Casper's uncles?
I'm no earthly... I should
do
know this.
You do know this because we went through it on the quiz.
Curly, Larry and Moe.
No, Fatso, Stinky and Stretch.
Oh, yeah. And Stretch?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Can you not talk over the answers, please?
Sorry, yes, here we go.
I said Fatso, Stinky and Stretch.
Fine.
And particularly can you not grunt over the answers?
I hate... It's Casper. Casper's not a...
It's
fucking,
give a ghost story.
There's me saying, what demons did Jesus cast out? Legion, for we are many. And Curly, Larry and Moe.
And thanks again to Matt and Freya.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you came up with that question. Sorry, Matt and Freya. Yeah. Take it all back.
Gratitude.
Whoops. Whoops-a-daisy. Sorry for poo-pooing your gift for Becca there.
No gratitude whatsoever.
I know, yeah. Sorry.
Honestly, don't bite the hand that feeds, Kev.
I know. That's the last time they're doing questions. I do apologise, guys.
Get them again. Question. Matt does so much for this show.
I know, yeah.
He's like a proper help. Okay, question three.
Damn.
William Shatner, Captain Kirk himself, was in a supernatural TV show in the late 50s. Name it. Do you know the name of this?
Yes, Twilight Zone.
Well done. And for a bonus point, can you name what the episode is called?
Time of Terror?
That's a complete stab in the dark, isn't it?
But, no, Terror Time, something like that.
No.
Night Terror? No, Terror of the Night?
That's why I think you're doing a complete stab in the dark, because no. It's Nightmare at 20,000 feet.
Say Morse.
Not really. As Tower of Terror. How?
You know, I'm sure Leslie Nielsen's in that as well. But anyway, carry on. Okay. Maybe he's not.
Question four. Jamie Lee Curtis's first film role was in John Carpenter's Halloween. Classic, by all accounts. What was her character's full name?
You know what? I don't know because I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No. Okay. And do you know why? Because it's only in the last Halloween trailer that I've seen where it seems to be a supernatural presence.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The others, it seems to be just like a slasher. Yeah.
You're not into that because it's not paranormal. Okay, so you don't know at all. It's Laurie Strode.
Okay, I bet she did.
Remember, we needed the full name, and that is Laurie Strode. And question five, final question of this round. What was the name of the family in the Poltergeist films? Their name was Freeling.
Freeling.
It was the Freeling family.
Okay. I wouldn't have got that, actually. I for some reason, I thought it was Jones. I can hear Carol Ann Jones, but it's not. It's Freeling.
It's Freeling.
I got a Freeling. That tonight's going to be a Halloween night. And I now give you the fifth and final round. I do hope you're all doing well at this quiz. You should be. You've had an education so far. Okay, question one of round five. What is the literal translation of the word Ouija? That's what's the literal translation of the word Ouija. Do you know the answer?
Yes. And may I dare to criticise your lazy question here because that was included on the last quiz.
Was it? Well, there's going to be some repetition.
I literally said to you, you'll have to make sure there's no repetition.
Sorry, Curly, Larry and Mo.
Not my question!
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, Matt Frey.
Stop it.
Who wrote the Book of the Law? I'll give you another clue. He also founded the Abbey of Thelema.
It's quite a bold thing to do, to write something that says the Book of the Law, isn't it? Like, yeah. You will all obey me.
And I'll give you a clue, a third clue. There is only one law. Do what thou wilt.
Ooh, that is a big clue, because now I know it.
Yeah. Question three. The word poltergeist translates as what? It's a German word, and the word poltergeist translates as what? Question four. Which Northern English prophetess is said to be the offspring of the devil and was born in a cave near a petrifying well? If you've paid attention on recent episodes, we've mentioned this person in particular. I'll repeat that. Which Northern English prophetess is said to be the offspring of the devil and was born in a cave near a petrifying well?
Who's her mum?
Mavis.
Well, notice me, if it's the offspring of the devil, then something must have happened with the devil and a woman.
Yeah.
Well, who was that?
Well, she, you know what they were like with women in the past. She was irrelevant. They stuck her with pins. They covered her in bees.
Stop it.
Okay. Question five. Which famous musician claimed to once have raised the devil at a luxury swimming pool in America? Although he also acknowledges being very drugged up at the time. That's question five. Which famous musician claimed to once have raised the devil at a luxury swimming pool in America? Although he does acknowledge to be very high at the time. Okay, let's get some final answers.
Let's do answers.
Becca, I ask you, what is the literal translation of the word Ouija?
Yes, yes.
It is yes, yes.
From the French oui and the German ja.
Correct. Oh, I wonder if there's a very dark board, a dark version of the Ouija board called the Nonno. What would it be? It'd be Non-Nine. Non-Nine. Oh, that sounded like Annalise Mikkel from yesterday's stories. Question two. Who wrote the Book of the Law?
I wouldn't have known this. Yeah, I wouldn't have known it. But from your clue, there was only one rule. Do as thou will.
Mm.
I'm going to have a guess at Aleister Crowley.
You are correct.
Ooh.
Question three. The word poltergeist translates as what in English?
Is it noisy ghost?
It is noisy ghost. Polter being noisy, geist being ghost. Question four. What Northern English prophetess is said to be the offspring of the devil and Mavis and was born in a cave near a petrifying well?
I do not know that.
Mother Shipton. Mother Shipton.
Okay.
Question five. Which famous musician claimed to once have raised the devil at a luxury swimming pool in America, although he acknowledges being very drugged up at the time?
Is it a rock star?
Yes. No, it's Pavarotti, high on coke and heroin, summoning the devil in a swimming pool. It's not Adriana Grande, is it?
Ariana.
Well, I don't know what her name is. It's not Bananarama, is it, Becca?
Well, no,
it's not a pop star.
Well, also because aren't they all female?
I've no idea.
You say male.
I don't know. I don't listen to popular music.
Well, you know that Ariana Grande is a female, don't you?
I do know she's a female. Yeah.
Okay. And Bananarama?
Females, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you do, actually.
All right, then Curtis Stigers. It's not Curtis Stigers, is it?
Okay,
and I wonder why.
Who is it?
It's David Bowie. Or Bowie, depending on how you want to pronounce his name. The correct way is Bowie.
I would say Bowie.
I would say Bowie. When I done the podcast with Jericho. Like what?
Take a bow.
Yeah, well, when I done the podcast with Jericho, he acknowledged...
That's so weird. You take a bow, but it is a bow and arrow.
What?
So you take a bow, spell bow.
B-O-W.
Yeah, but then bow and arrow, spell bow.
B-O-W.
Yeah.
That's not weird.
This is a bit, it's exactly the same word.
You've got a master's in English? How's this fascinating for you?
I have a master's in English because this is fascinating for me.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, but when I'd done the podcast with Jericho, we both flitted in and out of saying Bowie and Bowie.
Right.
So like it was like quite funny. We acknowledged it as well. Towards the end of the interview, it was like, did you notice every time you said Bowie, I said Bowie, and when I said Bowie, you said Bowie. It was like, yeah. And then we high-fived virtually because, yeah. Oh, yeah, and sorry, that was loud. In case you didn't see on the social medias, I've just also done a podcast this week that's been released with Jericho, a third one. We talk about cursed films, music, and... the hell was that? Cursed music, film, and another cursed thing. Bands, maybe. Mm-hmm. But go check it out. Talk is Jericho. Yes.
Third one, hat-trick.
Hat-trick, yeah. Third time's a charm. And to quote him, you've become a Halloween tradition on the show. Not my words, the words of Chris Jericho.
Talk is Kev and Jericho, baby. Talk is Kev and Jericho.
Ooh. Anyway, I do hope that you enjoy, however you've digested this quiz, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you scored highly and you give yourself a prize. Maybe an Easter egg. Easter egg? Maybe an eclair.
Why an eclair?
I don't know.
Maybe a pumpkin?
Maybe a pumpkin party. Either way, the cat jumps, it dies.
Stop saying that.
But, yeah, have a wonderful Halloween. I will speak to you, of course, tomorrow, being Sunday, for Halloween Boxing Day for a standard episode. And this officially signs off all of our Halloween duties for the year.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception, of course, of tomorrow sending a Halloween card to all of our patrons. Which we'll have to suss out how we're going to do that. but, yeah. And don't forget, if you want to sign up to Patreon, there's a load of stuff on there. I'm going to be releasing a deep dive into the recordings we made at the Adelphi Hotel. That should be coming out on Sunday. And there's also about 170 other shows on there for you to listen to. I've made up that number. There's over 100 anyway. Okay, and you can go to that patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts. As you know, if you've got scary stories for the standard show, send them in. contact@talkaboutghosts.com. Anything you want to say? Final Halloween message from you, Becca?
No, I'm pretty much done, but happy Halloween, guys. Have a fantastic, safe time.
Yes, indeed. I do hope you all get haunted and poked in your sleep. Ooh, misses, etc. Okay, tatty bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.